Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
That out.
Yes.
Find the game.
Well, this right now we're previewing Rome.
Well, this is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I am here with...
John Ryan from Lone Wolf Development.
And Lone Wolf Development is those fine folks for our listeners know that we are completely gaga over Hero Lab. And congratulations, by the way, on Hero Lab's Gold Any win.
Thanks very much.
Well deserved.
Thanks.
Is that the second time it's won?
It's our second Any, our first Gold.
First Gold. Well, congratulations. You guys deserve
it.
We used the hell out of it. So.
Thanks.
Especially for Mutants and Masterminds. Oh, my God. Thank you for getting... Mutants license. We might mention Hero Lab briefly, but you guys have a big thing you are demoing here, and it's almost in beta, you said. It's Realmworks. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Realmworks is the new system that we're previewing here at Gen Con, and we're hoping to go to beta with it by the end of this year. But what Realmworks is it kind of, what we're hoping is that it becomes as indispensable a tool for the GM as Hero Lab is for the players and making their characters and managing them in-game. So the whole concept behind Realmworks is to very easily allow GM to have access to their world at their fingertips. So if you think back to a lot of your gaming experiences, especially as a GM, you have reams of notebooks, different sets of source material, all that kind of stuff that you're bringing to the table and trying to sort through on a random basis based on what your characters are doing. And what we've seen is that that has a tendency to interrupt the flow of the game. So what we've done is we have built within Realmworks the ability to consolidate all of that content into one location and to give the GM multiple ways to navigate through their world and present that content simply and easily to the players. So some of the key features that we offer are the whole concept of snippets of information, for lack of a better term.
Sure.
So let's say that you have an NPC, and over the course of your campaign, there might be, say, 25 different pieces of information that the characters are going to learn at different points.
Okay.
Within the application, as a GM, you can very quickly and easily keep track of what you have revealed, and in a visual representation, see exactly what that is and what they still have not yet learned.
Sure.
We have the concept also of linking throughout all the relevant and intertwined party members, NPCs, locations. So you might have, say, an NPC who could be met in one of five locations, right?
Sure.
From the standpoint of what we call our link web, we provide a really visual map for the GM that shows in the center of the navigation, if you will, a particular character or a place, and then all the associated events, people, places, or factions that connect to that location or to that center of the current navigation.
Sure.
And you can easily use that to bounce back and forth throughout your realm and pick up on different pieces of context, provide that to the players, and do it in a very visual fashion and not have to say, okay, let's see, that was 5 pages ago, let me flip back there, this was 8 pages ahead, let me now move there. So it really quickly and easily allows you to navigate through the world. Additionally, we give GMs the ability to map out their campaign in a process orientation.
Sure.
And simply by clicking on a given location, either drill into sub-encounters within that area,
right,
or bring up encounter tables that they might see. There's a player view, so you can reveal if you, say, game with an external monitor.
Sure.
The GM could put a player view on that external monitor, and only information that the players know will be seen on that monitor, while the GM has access to everything, all of the content.
Sure, well, that's nice. And is it going to be, can you integrate it with features in HeroLab? I mean, is there going to be...
Exactly. Yeah, one of the things, for example, we have a bunch of NPCs within the application that you might encounter at a given point in time. And not only does the application facilitate the sharing of information about an individual, but it integrates directly with HeroLab.
Oh, very
nice.
So
you can bring in external sources of information like portraits, maps, you know, all that, audio files. Let's say, for example, that your player characters are going into the spooky mansion, right?
Right.
You could link an audio file into RealmWorks, invoke it when they go into the mansion, and set some mute music, right?
Oh, nice.
So really designed to support any kind of external content. You can also integrate your HeroLab portfolio into the character summary.
Right.
If you were to double-click on the HeroLab icon, it'll take you right into HeroLab, where you can then manage the encounter in the tactical console, and then jump right back out to RealmWorks.
Very nice. Very nice.
So it'll be very tightly integrated with HeroLab.
Excellent, excellent. And you said, before we started recording, obviously, you said it's going to be going into beta relatively soon?
Yeah, our goal is to start our beta before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're anticipating... We're not quite sure how long the beta period will run,
sure.
But we're hopeful that within the first half of next year we'll be able to release the product.
WotC's online tabletop thing's been in beta for 5 or 6 years, so I think it'll be ready by the time 6th edition comes out. So we understand that.
I'm hoping that we have a much more compressed beta period.
So that would be nice.
Proof will be in the pudding, though.
Exactly.
What we're really hoping, we've done a lot of demos here at the show for folks, just people walking by, publishers.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of really positive feedback. We think we've got, pretty much all the nuts and bolts covered, but we're really hoping that the beta and the folks that are involved in the beta will help us shake this out and make sure that we've made it the most useful tool for a GM that we can deliver.
Sure. And it looks fantastic. Is that what it's going to look like, or is that obvious, or is that just
We're not anticipating any major changes to the interface at this particular point in time.
Excellent, excellent. And is it initially coming out for Windows?
It'll initially be available on the Windows platform,
and then maybe someday on the Mac.
We're hoping we've got some things in the underlying infrastructure that we're hoping are going to make it readily portable to the Mac, but we still have a lot of stuff to sort through in that regard.
Sure. And speaking of which, did you guys just release HeroLab for the Mac?
We're on the verge of doing so.
I knew you guys were really close.
Yeah, we are really close. In fact, we have preliminary versions of it here at the show that we've shown a couple of folks. We have a beta population lined up for it, and we're hoping to start that beta sometime between October and November.
Cool.
Our goal is to release HeroLab on the Mac before the end of this year.
Fantastic, fantastic. And also, speaking HeroLab, you guys have lined up the Shadowrun license finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Which has been in the works for a while, I understand. So.
Yeah, and we were very happy to be able to release that here at the show. It was
fantastic.
It was a great deal for us.
Speaking as someone a couple years back who had to help friends make Shadowrun characters, thank you.
You're welcome.
My God, thank you. So that's fantastic. And obviously, if for some reason these fine listeners can't find your products in their friendly local gaming store,
mm-hmm.
which they should be available in the friendly local gaming store.
They should be, yes.
I'm assuming they can go to your website. And what is your website?
Yes, our website is www.wolflair.com. That's WOLFLAIR.com.
And they can pick up any of your fine products, HeroLab, Army Builder, all that good stuff off your website.
Exactly.
And, when RealmWorks rolls out,
it'll definitely be there.
Obviously. All right.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.